So they sealed the deal. I'm talking about European Union leaders and climate change, of course. And the deal reached in talks last night. The aim is a 40% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2030, as compared to the 1990 baseline. There are also commitments to increasing renewables and energy efficiency. So how well does the deal match up to the science? Joanna Bostock asked Volker Krey, an energy analyst at the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis in Luxembourg near Vienna.
The 40% reduction fits quite well with limiting temperature increase over this century to 2 degrees. So that's the official goal that the EU has been signed up and that also has been agreed upon in Cancun by the United Nations framework on climate change. The 40% are a starting point for even deeper emissions cuts, minus 80% by 2050. And that is very well aligned with the underlying scientific literature.
So it is a good step in the right direction then?
I would definitely say yes. And it's definitely more ambitious than what we've seen pledged from other countries or regions.
Other points of this deal include committing to at least 27% of renewables. Is it easy to do, or does it really require sort of political momentum behind it?
It depends a little bit on how the cost situation for renewables will develop further. I mean, the relatively strong expansion of renewables over the past decade or so have led to a strong reduction in costs of at least some renewable technologies that are becoming more and more competitive with fossil fuel options.
Another point in this deal is the idea of energy savings. What exactly does it mean when we talk about energy efficiency, and how important is that aspect?
That's a good question. I mean, what it has been, at least for the 2020 target, is a cap on how much final or primary energy is used within the European Union. And of course, efficiency is one of the measures to get there, but also behavioral change, for example, or structural change in the economy may contribute to that. I was very surprised that there was a strong controversy about this goal, more than about the minus 40% greenhouse gas emissions, because the recent scientific literature actually shows that improvements in energy efficiency have also considerable non-climate benefits, for example, contributing to the improvement of energy security, reducing air pollution, and so on.
European Union climate change goals. That was Joanna Bostock speaking to Volker Krey, energy analyst at the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis near Vienna.
FM4 Reality Check.